Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Anger. And today I am joined by my fabulous co-host, Lee Marie Hostetter. Hi,
Hey,
welcome to the show.
everyone. Hope everyone's doing well.
Yeah, so we have, you know, we interviewed Sharla from the Arnold Amateur, but I also wanted to kind of recap the Arnold. I felt like obviously, her story needed its own episode that was incredible. So if you haven't had the chance to listen to that, go back and check it out. But yes, I wanted to recap all of the events of the Arnold because there was so much that happened that weekend. So let's just start with kind of like that chronological order. So we, of course, had the amateur on Thursday with Sharla and all of those festivities. And then at night was the meet the athletes. So wheelchair bodybuilding actually had its own room, which was pretty cool. And she was kind of in there with her medal and the other two champions and all the pros. And we went around and, of course, saw all of our, you know, heroes in the bikini division and some of the wellness competitors. So we got a chance to talk to Angelica Teixeira, Phoebe Hagen, Isabella Nunez from Wellness. And we saw like Ellie Fernandez and talked to her for a while. Laura Lee Chapados had a huge line. I think Charlotte ended up being able to talk with her, but I did not get the opportunity at that particular event. However, it was so cool just to like chat with these athletes one-on-one and just kind of people coming up to her randomly, like wanting to take pictures with her, with Sharla, and just like sharing their story about, you know, maybe a loved one that had lost like use of their legs and how much she's inspiring them. And just kind of cool to see all of that come about. So that was Thursday night. And then Friday was the expo. And my client Kim actually came down to be at the expo, but also to, we went to the Pros Gym. Have you ever heard of that? Like the Pros Gym that's down there.
Yeah. I've heard of that for sure.
Yeah. It's kind of like the iconic gym that all the pros work out at. And, you know, Arnold makes his appearances and they have like all these like guests that come, and do talks and things during the week of the Arnold. So I got a weekend pass and, I had done some EMG testing with her since she's from Michigan. So we don't get to get together very often. So we were able to do like a glute specific like EMG test. And we learned some really unique things about her body. As you've tried that with me. So like with you, you know, I discovered different things with her. I discovered crazy engagement off of frog pumps.
Oh, wow.
Like hitting 500, which on an EMG is really hard to get to that number. Usually the highest I see is like 300. So that was a really cool discovery for her body. Like that's just a really good way for her to start activating her glutes. So we're going to start incorporating that as a warm up. We got to do some posing. They had a posing room there. And then we met Karina, the fitness pro, and we kind of like saw her at the expo and then we walked around. And have you ever heard about the expo or like experienced anything like that where it's like a million booths?
So yes, but not for fitness. So I used to do like music expos at festivals and it's just like overwhelming. It's so incredible. And then I was at, there is a Kansas City Fitness Expo, but it's not just bodybuilding. It's like everything's like biking and running and all sorts of things, Orange Theory and stuff. But, I can imagine just the overwhelm of so much bodybuilding and supplements and everything.
Yeah. And the Arnold is, so I think a lot of people, you know, they think of Arnold Schwarzenegger and they think of like bodybuilding and that's like what it's all about, but it's actually the biggest fitness, and sports. It's the most unique sports in the world.
That's
So it's the largest world sports expo. So you'll see everything from fencing. I don't even know what these one people were doing. They were like in armor and like had axes. They were like fighting each other through these gates of wood. It was, but you'll see all these strange things. So like they have the pump and run where you bench press and then you run a 5K.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they have every single random thing.
Isn't there
But yeah, they'll
strongman
have,
too? Like strongman and stuff?
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's strongman. There was the firefighter strongman as well.
Oh, okay.
That was right before the fashion show. Actually, Arnold had given the awards to that. But yeah, they just have like every unique sport that you could possibly think of. And there's vendors of every single fitness thing that you could possibly think of as well. And so it, to me, it was like bodybuilder trick-or-treating because
Yeah.
you get like bars and protein and like aminos and just like different samples of different so yeah, and you get to see like what are the new trends in fitness and like what the new equipment is, and I mean you name it, like they have a booth for it if it
Wow.
has to do with fitness. So it's pretty cool. Like if no one's if you haven't gone, it's definitely something to do. There's at least at the very least people watching is very much a thing at
Yeah, I
that.
love that. That's so cool.
So yeah, a lot of famous people. And then so yeah, Friday night we had our after we kind of went around the expo, like Kim and Charla had a couple like interviews with the press and with King Kong Kelly. And then we had like our opening ceremony for Angel Competition Bikini's fashion show and like our rehearsal and things, which was really cool. And then Saturday was the fashion show, but I wanted to share kind of the behind the scenes that I got to experience with Angelica and Phoebe. It was so cool. I was total fangirling, like low key, just trying to like be cool, but I got to like hang out in the makeup and hair at Elaine Goodlad's and Nancy. They had so it was right before the pros were going on. So the cool thing about the Arnold is you get free access as long as you pay for your expo pass, you get access to all the prejudging of the pros. I mean, that's free. So you just can watch it from the stage that's on the
Yeah.
expo constantly running. So Bikini was going on. I think at like 11. So from like 9 to whatever, I don't even remember. I think I got there at like 8:30, but I was just hanging out, like recording content for like Phoebe and like Angelica, and I was kind of interviewing her. So I'm hoping she agrees. She said after the Arnold UK that she was like, "Don't reach out to me right away," but she's like, after Arnold UK, when things kind of calm down, she's like, reach out. She's like, I'd love to come on your podcast. She's like, I think I could say a few things about prep life.
Wow, no kidding.
But yeah, do you want me to just kind of go over like some of the stuff that she talked about?
Yeah, that would be
Because I
amazing.
just felt like it was so interesting. So as probably a lot of you know that this is her first year self-coaching. And you know, Kim Otto was her coach for years when she was Miss Bikini Olympia, Miss Bikini International. And then she had her two babies and the Arnold was her comeback show. So I felt bad like asking her questions, but she's just such a real person, such a genuine person, her and Phoebe both. And Elaine was saying the same thing. She's like, literally, like they are who exactly who they are. And a lot of times on social media, like you'll see somebody acting a certain way and you're like super inspired by them. They're super positive. And then when you meet them in real life, it's kind of like a little bit of a letdown. But I would say it's the complete opposite with both of them. Like they are exactly who they are, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And Angelica was talking with us about how she got herself ready 6 weeks early and she was like rivers on her arms, like veins, like crazy the night before. And she had this Tupperware of peanut butter and the whole Tupperware was like filled. And she's like, I just gotta keep eating my peanut butter because
Gosh.
she's like, I have to soften
Peanut
up. She's like, my peanut butter. She's like,
butter.
I just keep eating a peanut butter and peanut butter so I can soften because I'm too hard. I'm too veiny,
Gosh,
you know?
that is
And she
goals. That is
was,
total goals. Let's do
yeah.
that. More peanut butter. That's
Yeah. So
beautiful.
She was just pumping herself with peanut butter to soften those veins up. And she's like, I find I didn't think I got it to a point where it's soft enough, you know. And she was eating this big container of rice. And but yeah, she was FaceTiming with her family while she was getting hair and makeup done. And like her little babies are so cute. And she said that she was so glad that they were there, but she was like, I'm not gonna be able to make eye contact with them because she's like, I think I might start crying on stage. But yeah, we were just talking about how she feels like she's able to reach like a whole new audience, like you know, being a mom and kind of like inspiring in a different way, which she was excited about. And she was saying how she was excited because her kids are eating so healthy at a young age and they don't know any different. And how, you know, like her oldest daughter will like come out and pose in her like little bikini poses, and how they're just, you know, how it's been such a positive thing. And I was kind of asking her, you know, like, is this overwhelming to you, you know, having the kids and like, you know, coming, making your comeback? And she said, you know, the last week, she's like, I will admit, like, I felt bad a little bit because I've had to like kind of hand them off to the nanny and my mother-in-law. But she's like, other than that, like, I've really made it a point to make sure that I was really interacting and being intentional and not letting this kind of get in the way of, you know, what I value most and everything. So it was just really cool to talk with her about all of that. So yeah,
So just
she's.
like my just quick thought about her, like mentioning her comeback after having kids. I don't know if you watched Tyler Mannion's bikini review of the Arnold, but the one thing that stuck out that he complimented Angelica about was that previously her one of the things she'd gotten feedback with is core control and keeping her core tight and how that has improved so much. And I just thought, like, what a great feedback to get after at your first comeback show after having kids. And it just kind of was inspiring to be like, you know, keep working on constantly improving. Even the pros, even Olympians are constantly working on improving. And just because you had kids doesn't mean you can't be at that competitive level and get fourth place at one of the biggest shows at like as your first comeback show, like, or your comeback season or whatever. Like, that was really cool, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, she got fourth, and you know, we can probably talk about those placements if you want, to start, you know, obviously Laura Lee, reigning champ, got her three-peat, which was incredible. She looked phenomenal. So did Amy Delgado. I know you had Laura Lee in first. I had Amy in first, and I think
One
that it
point
was like
difference.
a 1 point difference.
Yes.
Yeah. And I
Yes.
mean, and I know this has been reviewed and kind of like a lot of people have talked about like how they are just both really fit the criteria with two completely different bodies.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Amy who's shorter, that's more athletic and poppy, and then you've got like Laura Lee where she's tall and streamlined, but that they both fit the bikini criteria. And I think Tyler said the only thing that really hurt Amy was that her shoulders might be a little too overpowering.
Okay.
Is that
Yeah,
what you
he did
saw
mention that. Yeah, he
in the
mentioned
video?
that. And then Laura Lee's were on point, but then she could work on her arm definition or building up her arms a little bit. The feedback on those two was just insane to watch. I mean, those judges' eyes are incredible. I watching them compare next to each other, my heart really did want Amy to win, even though I'm such a huge Lorelai fan. But I just thought she looked so full and so healthy and athletic, and I just thought she had an amazing look. But she does have
Absolutely.
pretty big shoulders. I mean, she's jacked.
I felt like so I was listening to the commentary because it was cool that Jana Leoc finally they have a female like doing a bikini athlete actually doing the commentary for bikini, which thank goodness on that. But as she was talking, she was saying too that I think just and I noticed this too is just like a little bit more like a sharpness in the glute ham tie in area that Laura Lee had versus Amy. It was just a little bit more intensified. And I think they maybe talked about that in the walk or something like that. But But anyway, yeah, and their back poses, I mean, you could see, rear delts, everything was, matching to me there. So it's pretty impressive. And then we had Vanya in third. I don't think any of us had predicted that. I know I had her in my top five. I think I had her in fourth. So I had her and
Not one that
Angelica
I know
flip-flop.
about.
Yeah, she's kind of an up-and-coming pro, but she's a force to be reckoned with for sure.
Chip, great.
Yeah, and then so Angelica got fourth, and then Phoebe got fifth. And yeah, I mean, kind of just watching the whole process of Phoebe getting her glam, it was really cool. I mean, she's got such gorgeous hair, and Elaine was like
No.
giving her a scalp massage and trimming her locks. I mean, she's just so pretty and such a unique beauty. But
Okay, I have
yeah,
a
she.
question for you as a coach and a judge about this
Yeah.
because Tyler in his recap only went to fourth place, so he didn't
Yeah.
really touch on fifth and sixth.
Right.
I thought Phoebe looked the best she's ever looked. Like she looked so good and well conditioned. Do you have any like perspective on why she got fifth versus a higher up placement?
I felt like, and Janet alluded to this too in her commentary, is that her legs weren't quite in the condition that they needed to be. So they were just like right on the edge, which is what we kind of talked about, like with her getting fifth. Like if she could bring that conditioning in at at the buzzer, then she would come in perfectly. So who knows, Arnold UK, she could really just need that little bit more to get that conditioning in her lower half that she brings it for that. I know Angelica's going to that as well. So that'll be
Oh, dream
interesting.
match.
Yeah, because I feel like both of them, it was like a little bit of a sharpness in their ham tie-in that they needed a little bit more crispness for both of them. Because I felt like Angelica and Phoebe, both their like core and upper body was like right on point. It was just the that lower half, sometimes with females, it's just that last part that comes in. LA Fernandez, who got sixth, she had the most insane waist in person I have ever seen in my life. Honestly, I've never seen a smaller waist in person. It looked a lot bigger, like once she was on stage and like tanned up, but at Meet the Athletes, I should show you this photo. It's just crazy how small her waist is. I mean, that's how she's pulling off that look. To pull in sixth is just how small her waist is. It makes her hourglass just like all that more, proportion. It makes her upper body look way bigger than what it actually is, and her glutes and everything, because her waist is so small. I'd really like to know what she's doing to get that tiny of a waist. I've
Maybe
never seen it that small,
it's
honestly. And I've met her in person quite a bit. I've never seen her that like shredded in the core.
Wow, good for
It was
her.
like a CD.
That's crazy.
Seriously.
That's
It was
crazy.
mind-blowing. But yeah, so that's kind of it on the bikini. But yeah, let's see here. So do we want to go over some of the champions in the other divisions? Did you want to talk about open men's bodybuilding?
Go for it. I'm all ears. I don't know that much. I do know the first three names. I know them.
Okay. Those are the only ones that I really know. I
Yeah.
think the only two really worth talking about are Hadi Chupan and Samson. I mean, in my opinion, because those are the only ones that I really know. And when I looked at both of them, and when I watched Tyler's kind of breakdown too, it was clear that Hadi, this was the best shape he's ever been in, like hands down, Tyler said, and the best muscle fullness and everything, separation that he's ever had. And then Samson just needs to bring his conditioning. And he really, Hadi, there was just like no beating him that day. So we'll see what Samson does in the Arnold UK, but he is from the UK. I know that. He's just a bigger guy that he has the right size, the right shape. He just needs to pull in the conditioning. And then I was surprised to see a new winner with classic physique. Wesley. He kind of came out of nowhere. I've never heard of him before. Ramon and Urs are pretty, and Breon are pretty, like, famous guys. Ramon got second, Urs
I was just
got
gonna say, Ramon,
third.
didn't he get isn't he the one that was kind of up against Chris Bumstead during the
Yeah,
yeah, it
yeah.
was like this. Yeah, I would
Like, real
totally
back and
agree.
forth.
Yep.
So I was really grateful that Tyler broke down that pose down and kind of went through each mandatory pose and where Wesley beat Ramon over him. Really, it seemed to me like Ramon probably would have had it if he would have nailed his poses. But the way, and you should watch the video on Instagram by Tyler. He does a really nice job of breaking down why Ramon kind of failed in each of the poses, like where he was holding his hands, like how much he was showing his lats, because he definitely has a much smaller waist than Wesley. Wesley has good size, but when he was holding the poses, he was absolutely nailing them. And to me, like, he made it really seem, Tyler made it really seem like this was a posing game over anything, which I think is a big lesson because that's a really hard thing to lose. Like, if you just didn't pose right. But I think he got him at like five out of, I don't know, what are there, seven mandatories? There were only a couple. I think the front abdominal and thigh was about the only one that Ramon really like nailed because his core is just shredded and his waist is so small for how big his muscles are. But yeah, that was interesting to listen to that. And a lot of the men's physique guys that are listed in the top six, they aren't even people that are known to me. I've never heard of them. And this used to be a category where I was very familiar with a lot of the winners. But Diago Montenegro was the winner there. And then with the wellness, of course, Franciela just continues to.
Anyone beat her? Like,
So she didn't go to the Arnold last year. So I think Isabel or Issa Nunez was the champion because Franciela didn't go. But yeah, so far, like at least at the Olympia,
it's
Franciela.
always those two. It's been those two. The whole, since wellness is a thing.
Yeah.
They're
So.
incredible. They're absolutely gorgeous. I love the difference between those two, though. Like, they,
Yeah.
to me, they do have very different physiques, just like in bikini. But they both are so good.
I know. I know. Isabella is so sweet. I was so glad to take a picture with her. And she doesn't speak much English because she's Brazilian. She speaks, Portuguese, but she's just always been so friendly and so nice. And she was so happy to take a picture with us at the Meet the Athletes. She's just a really great ambassador of the sport. And then there was a new wheelchair champion, which he's from India. So I'm probably going to butcher his name, but Rashish John. He was brand new. And I was surprised that Harold Kelly, I got to talk to him quite a bit with because he and Charlotte got interviewed. So they interviewed. The papers wanted to interview the reigning champ of the men, and since she was the first ever woman champion, even though she's an amateur, like she had the interview with Harold. So I got to talk to him for quite a while, but he's won eight different Arnold titles. A couple of them were like Africa and different places. So I think they only count that he has like seven for the actual Arnold. But he has like eight or maybe it's five Olympia titles. So he was talking to me about how he was a bodybuilder before he got in a car accident. And then he actually fractured his thoracic getting thrown, and the seat belt actually did something where it like paralyzed him in 2000. And I don't want to quote this incorrectly, but I think 2007 is when he had the injury. And then he competed in 2008. And since then, he's just been accumulating titles. Like he's an incredible guy. But he got fourth. And then if you listen to the, our last episode with Charlotte, you heard that Grigsby, that He's a rookie. He got fifth in the wheelchair
Me.
this year. So that was pretty cool. He actually got shot by somebody in his bed. That's how he got paralyzed. Somebody was breaking into his friend's house. He was there on vacation, and he shot the intruder, and the intruder shot him. I don't know how he survived that. But yeah, he's like incredible. He's such a nice guy. He was eating cucumbers, and somebody was asking him, they're like, "How do you get such great arms?" And he's like, he held up the
That's
cucumber and he's like,
my
"Cucumbers."
secret too. I love my cucumbers.
He's like, "This is how I get my muscles."
That's so funny.
And then, of course, in fitness, I think the only one that I really recognized was Ariel. So,
I know
yeah,
the
really
I feel like
cool
I know
looking.
the name Jacqueline Baker. Is she kind of newer?
Possibly. I don't know. I know I've heard of Ariel, and she
Ariel,
did like a Predator, like a shout out to Arnold. I
yeah.
liked how a lot of them did kind of like some routines with some Arnold movie throwbacks or like shout outs, which is kind of cool. And then speaking of Arnold, he came backstage. So at the Arnold Fashion Show, I got to tell you, it was kind of a surreal moment for me because my very first coach. So when I decided I wanted to do this in 2010, my coach was like, "You got to go watch a bodybuilding show." Well, the only thing that I could drive to was the Arnold. So he tells me to go to the Arnold in 2010. So I go, I like got to see Arnold. I saw Aaron Stern win on stage. So this same stage in 2010 that started my bodybuilding journey, like seeing her do figure and win and like seeing what this whole industry was all about. It was very eye-opening to this Indiana girl that was a teacher that I mean, I saw some people that I was like, "Whoa, this is another world that I want to be a part of." So that very same stage, it has not changed. So this year I actually got to do, I did not realize that the Arnold Fashion Show for Angel Competition Bikinis is done on the actual pro stage. So as soon as the pro bikini exited off, we got to go backstage and we got to go on the exact stage that the pros went on. And all of a sudden we see these like men in blazers and like with Columbus PD, this huge entourage, and Arnold just jumps into like backstage and is like taking pictures with us. And I mean, he's just like surrounded by all these fashion show ladies. And I got a video like real quick of him just like centered in the middle of them. It was like really fast that he came in there and then came out, but it was
My
like the
gosh.
coolest thing ever. And then I got to step on the stage in an evening gown and then in a couture suit. So it was kind of like crazy that 14 years later, I would have never pictured myself like being on that stage, actually walking on it. And having that opportunity. But yeah, the whole weekend was just like a total high for me because I mean, I couldn't have been more excited for Charla and just everything that happened and like being able to see like, a lot of my clients and helping them out. And yeah, so it was pretty amazing.
That's so cool. So, just like a follow-up with, because you had your athlete there, Charla, and we interviewed her last week, and it was possibly my favorite interview we've ever done. So everyone, if you haven't listened to that, go listen to it. But just like a quick, like few things that you learned from this competition and like from coaching like a wheelchair competitor, and like, have you ever done that before? Was she your
No.
first? Like just give me like a little tiny taste of like what you've learned or what you how you've grown as a coach doing that experience.
Yeah, thanks for asking. I think that's a great question. Yeah, it's been a huge honor. I feel just really honored that she trusted me with this journey. As a coach, it's kind of scary because you want to make sure that you're keeping that athlete healthy and working within your scope of practice. And just really working like with her, making sure that her surgeon was signing off on everything that we were going to do as our plan and making sure that her spine is healthy throughout this process and that we're doing the best things for her health of her body was like my main concern. And then also just making sure that she's like, her PT, her OT, all those things like are in place that she is being like first and foremost is that the health of her spine is so important. So I want to make sure that that was, everything that I did to program was safe for her. That was a huge challenge. I'd never coached anybody in wheelchair. But it's also been like a huge blessing too, because we both learned things throughout the journey as well with just like, in working with her spine surgeon, and like there were, she wasn't able to use her abs at first, and she had weight restrictions and things like that. And like just progressing through the motions of us like monitoring and making sure that all of that's healthy first and her foundation. So I do, there was, it was definitely challenging in that regard. And I just felt like with us communicating was the best way that we could, do this, because there were certain things that I didn't even know that I could program. Like, she would be at a point where she could start to like move and sit in like a machine. Or, she got to a point where at one point in the prep where she could stand and do some exercises, and different things that she could do that like you wouldn't normally think as a trainer, like just things that you have to be aware of, like in modifying exercises to make sure that they're appropriate, and working on like ab vacuum so that she can build up that internal corset, so that she's supporting all stakes of her spine and things like that, and just making sure we're building that foundation as well. As well as just like there were a lot of times when she would be in a lot of pain from just the overuse of so much of her upper body. So just in her daily functions, there was a while when like she couldn't really use her right arm as much because it was getting aggravated so much. And so, we looked at other alternatives for cardio, and got really creative, like with the bike and the swimming and things, so we could eliminate all extra movement with her arms as possible, so that she could, not only build, because bodybuilding's the biggest muscle category compared to bikini, which was she, like that's a polar opposite. Like you have the one end bot is bodybuilding, the highest amount of muscle, the leanest, and then you have bikini, which is the least amount of muscle and the softest. So we had to go from like polar opposites. So we had to not only build, but we also had to get to the shredded most condition she's ever been in 3 months or 4 months, essentially. And a couple of those months she had restrictions on like abs and then like the amount of weight she was going to lift. So it was a huge learning curve for me as a coach. Like I had to keep her as fed as possible for as long as possible without any cardio. She kept saying, like, are we going to get lean? And I'm like, well, we have to build first. So we have to maximize these couple of months of like trying to eat as much as possible and not do as much cardio. And then we have like 2 months where we had to like really kind of cut. And so she was uncomfortable like with like our food. Like it wasn't the same as bikini, right? But we do like these refeeds. I think the lowest we got was like 1400 calories, but we would do like a double refeed. So she was checking in biweekly. And then there were times like when she felt like really flat, really depleted, and she was like kind of like thinking like, oh, I just want to give up. Like I'm not going to be big enough. Like, I'm not going to be lean enough. I look like watery. And she had, at one point, had put so much stress on her upper body. So, like, that was when we kind of like pulled back on things and started utilizing legs, the larger muscle groups to kind of like help with leaning out. And then we do like these refeeds where, she was like, coach, she's like, 20 fats, like 60 carbs, like 20 extra protein like twice a week. But we would do like a check-in, and then just like clockwork, it was like her muscle bellies just pushed against the skin when we filled them up with glycogen and some extra calories. And then her her check-in, like she maybe like gained a couple pounds like the day or two after, but then she'd have like a new low drop, like in her waist and her weight every time we would do these refeeds.
Yeah.
So we were just like really keeping an
How
eye
did
on
she weigh herself? Did she have like a special scale?
it. So I think she can stand.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I think she can balance like for a very brief amount of time, with, 'cause she had mentioned that.
Yeah. She'd mentioned
But
that
yeah, she,
she's starting to be able to. Yeah. Okay.
yeah. So she does have a scale and she was weighing herself, and really she, there was only like a 5 pound difference from the start of prep to the end, but her waist went down from like, I think it went down like 2.5 inches or maybe
Wow.
even three. And
What a rebound.
her left bicep was like 10.6 or something. And then by the end of it was like 11.5.
Whoa.
Yeah. And her lat caught up like a lot too. So yeah, she definitely grew, within that time. And it, yeah, it was just a different experience, but it was fun to kind of, you know, work with her and try to figure this whole sport out together.
I
So
love that. So if anyone's listening and you're looking to do wheelchair bodybuilding, or you know somebody who might, I know I asked her in that interview too, what, how, if she could say some encouraging words to somebody that wasn't even a bodybuilder. Like she was a bodybuilder before this, like a lot of
yeah.
the wheelchair, athletes we talked about too, but like somebody, I mean, you can, you don't have to be fit to get into fitness. We all start somewhere.
Yeah.
So that would
Yeah.
be. It would be so cool to build that out with like your coaching and with Glam Girl and stuff. That'd be great.
Yeah, and her opposing coach did an awesome job. I mean, to get that kind of lat spread that she got, in that quickly. I know her coach is an actual women's bodybuilder, like, and an IFBB pro, and she was in the Russian ballet, and so like the whole routine was very like dancey, and just she did a really good job with that, because that's definitely not my expertise. And whenever I feel like I'm like outside my wheelhouse, I always want to refer out. So I was glad that she was able to get a posing coach too, because you know, anything outside like Bikini Wellness and figure, you know, I could help her with the quarter turns, but like those mandatory poses, I was so glad she had her coach to like choreograph that and everything.
Oh yeah, and it's
So
on our Instagram too, the Glam Girl Instagram. Isn't her posing routine on there? It's so good. Go watch that, guys. It is so cool.
well, I know that you have to run, but I appreciate you taking the time to recap this episode. So, if you would like to apply for the team, you can go to glamgirlbikini.com and hit the get started button to apply for coaching with either Coach Lee Marie or I. And you can tag us on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast or at Glam Girl Bikini. Thanks for listening, guys.